Good morning. You're listening to KHNS Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We have a special forum talking to candidates for Haines School Board this hour. I'm Emily Files, and joining me are candidates Sarah Swinton and Lisa Schwartz. Thank you both for being here.
Good morning.
Both Sarah and Lisa are already on the school board. They're running to retain their seats. With two candidates running for two open seats, it's an uncontested race. Each seat holds a three-year term. All right, let's get started. So can you each tell me a little about yourself and why you're running for school board? Lisa, let's start with you.
Well, my name's Lisa Schwartz. I've had one child that's gone through the school district that's out and accepting his first professional job. And a second daughter that's in ninth grade. And I think what the school district does well, they do really, really well. And it's been great watching my kids go through the school district. And I guess I'm running for the school board because I really want to support what's happening there. And I'm going for another term because I feel like I'm just getting oriented.
Great. Sarah?
Hi, I'm Sarah Swinton. And I've been on the school board for 14 years now. I have four children, three of which have graduated from Haines-Borough School District. My last one's a junior. And I'm running for the school board just because I have been there forever and I still enjoy being on the school board. I think there's still things that need to be done and we have a good group right now on the school board. And I'm just there to keep moving forward in the best way we can.
What do you think the school district is doing well? And let's start with Sarah on this one.
Oh, we're doing a lot of things well, and we have been. We have great staff. We have good teachers. The kids learn exceptionally well in Haines, and I wouldn't have my kids going to any of the school district just because I was raised here. I went through the district. I went out into college. I felt well prepared, and I feel that that's what we do with our students here. So, yeah, there's nothing that I can say bad about our district. We have great teachers, great kids, great administration, and we're moving forward in the right directions.
Lisa?
Yeah, I would have to agree. We have incredible staff over there. We also, I think, have done an amazing job with the budget for a small district. We offer many, many opportunities for the kids to learn both in the classroom and outside with the extracurricular activities. I think there's lots we do well.
All right, you know what the next question is. What can the district improve on? Lisa?
Well, I think off the top, you know, I think technology. I know that's kind of could be a controversial word in some ways, but I think that it's our children's world is expanding, and for them to be ready to be lifelong learners in that world, that we need to kind of develop technology a little bit more. I had a community member recently say to me, well, I don't want them teaching my kid computers. And I was thinking, well, any child that comes into kindergarten probably knows how to work with a computer more than I do at this point. So I think that, you know, it would be great if we could offer more courses through technology. We currently do have a strong program, but I'd like to see that expanded.
Sarah?
Well, I agree with the technology. I think that our independent learning center is really picking up a lot of areas that we're not able to address just because of low enrollment. And if we don't have the students, we can't offer all the classes. We do have a wide spectrum of classes, but I think going through the independent learning and keeping that up and going so that the kids can, if they want to take Japanese, they can take Japanese or some of these other classes that might interest them to pursue their career outside of high school. I also think that we need to keep addressing the trades part of school because not everybody is going to go into a four-year college, and we need to have more of the hands-on training for our kids so that they can go out in the workforce for trades too. So we need to make sure we address every angle.
During your time on the board, has there been a decision or a process that you think should have been handled differently? And what did you learn from that? Let's start with Sarah.
Oh, there could be some decisions that last year with the, or when we, it wasn't, was it last year that we did the whole computer thing all the way down? Yeah, that was kind of a big decision for me, because I know we need technology, we need to get up, but I didn't feel that we need all the computers down to kindergarten. I rather would have taken smaller steps and stopped at fifth grade with hands-on computers for everybody, and then just have the iPads and stuff for the lower grades. But so I held pretty firm on that. I didn't think that was necessary at the time to put all our money into that basket. I wanted to go a little bit more gradual. We do need to address the fact that the world is technology-based, and I think we're doing fine with that. I think it worked out okay. I still want to see more paper and pencil things done in school. Our kids don't do cursive anymore. They don't do a whole lot of, because you have your computer or your iPad or something there. You just have to touch it with your hands. And so I want to see more of the motor skills back, where it is more paper and pencil. And kids need to learn how to write a paper instead of type a paper. And so that's where I'm still coming. I want to keep the old school going with the new school and combine them in the proper way.
Lisa?
Well, I think there was a number of incidents where we could improve upon. I guess for me, it's a process issue, whether it's the computer technology or some of the other issues that were more controversial that came up. I would like to see a better process of involving the staff and the community from the beginning to working through the issues a little better. I think we can improve upon that so that there's more buy-in, but people need to be involved to do that.
Can you think of a specific issue where it seemed like the community wasn't involved enough?
Well, I can use technology. That's a great example. We had a pilot group that started it, but again, I think that it was a diverse group, but I think that maybe individually each person could have been heard a little more and developed their ideas to be a little more inclusive from the beginning. And then as it proceeded to involve the community more so that they understood what we were trying to accomplish, right on through to our first community meeting. And I think we can improve upon that.
I feel that people don't really get involved in the school until there's a real issue. They just assume that everything's moving along smooth. I think that more parents need to get involved, whether it's with the SAC committee or PTA or just asking or coming to the meetings or something like that. But I think there's a lot of people that just drop off their kids and everything's great at school. But there's a lot of things that go on there. And I don't think that the community is really informed about everything that happens. They just want to be present when there's a big hiccup in the system. And I think that it'd be great if more parents were involved in the day-to-day basis of the school and know more about, you know, what the feds are mandating for testing, or, you know, what really happens behind the doors. Just go in there and sit and watch, or ask your kids more information, or come to our meetings, you know. We're not all perfect. There's just a board of seven, and we're trying to do it all. But I think that more people, like, we're the only two running for school board. That's ridiculous. There should be people that really want to be involved in the school.
So, like Sarah said, a hiccup, that's when people get involved. And by that time, people have already drawn a conclusion, and oftentimes it's not based on the facts. Drama gets involved, mm-hmm. and then it's not really a functional process then. So being informed and being involved is the way to make positive changes and to be part of the solution.
So there are a couple of things you guys talked about that I want to talk a little bit more about. You mentioned that there's no one else running for school board aside from the two incumbents. Why do you think that is? And do you think that there's anything that could be done to increase interest in the board?
Well, all the times I've run, I've had, when it was just seat-based, I had two times that I had a challenger. Last time Lisa and I ran 3 years ago, there were six people running, and that was the most I've ever seen run for school board. I don't know if I can't really remember if we had a real issue then, but it just seems like if election comes up and there's something heated on the table, then they'll run. But otherwise, like I said, they just feel everything's fine. And I've talked to many people. I said, why don't you get involved in the school board? Why don't you run? Well, I don't want to talk in public. Well, either do I, really, but, you know, you learn as you go. Or I don't feel informed. I don't know all the things that go on behind. Well, when I first ran, I had to deal with a RIF, the first year I was on there. I mean, you can't get into a system harder than that. There's hard decisions that need to be made, but you work as a board to do that. So you're not there on your own. You have a big support. I think all seven of us, you know, we come from different areas. We're not all on the same page, which makes it good because then we can have a valid discussion and view everybody's viewpoints and move forward. So if you're scared about running for the school board, I don't think you really need to be. It's just if you have the desire to be part of the school, part of your child's life, know what's going on, making sure they get the best thing possible by the time they graduate. You know, everybody knows I'm a sports advocate. So, you know, I want all the programs for school versus academic. I want the athletic. I want, you know, we have art, band, sports, DDF, all those things are very key to produce a well-rounded child. And we can't have all those things if our enrollment keeps declining and people aren't adamant about keeping the good things in Haynes. And so I think everybody should give it a try. It's only 3 years, and we have meetings typically once a month that turned into three times a month. It's no big deal. It's good.
The last meeting was only 45 minutes long. That was nice.
That was nice. See, sometimes we are very efficient with our time.
Lisa, do you want to add anything about the seeming lack of interest in running for school board?
I think Sarah covered it. I think it's not just the school board in Haynes. I think it's many committees, and everybody in Haynes has an opinion, a strong opinion, but it's very difficult to get people to run for these positions and to... I think a lot of it is that you have to make hard decisions, and it's going to be a really tough time to be on the board right now because of our state economy.
So one of those difficult decisions that happened in the past couple of years was to expand school technology, one-to-one technology throughout. I think it ended up being grades 3 and up, and then providing more iPads for the youngest grades. How do you feel like that decision has played out in the past couple years, and where do you think the district should be going in the future in terms of technology in the school? Lisa?
Well, last year we had a technology instructor in the school, and I think that different people within the school utilized her in different ways. It was a lot of staff development. That position was not sustainable financially. I think that we need to regroup with this topic and have an inclusive process and a concrete process in place. And what I mean by that is to develop input from all the shareholders, and then come up with a plan and to start and work that plan and check in frequently about what's working and what's not working, and continue to develop it. And part of that, one of our goals is to just have an assessment of what we are doing right now with technology in the school. That's a beginning.
Is that something that you are planning to propose the board does, a check-in on how the technology is going?
It's already on the plate.
Okay. Sarah?
I agree with Lisa. It's just that now that we've invested all our money into technology, we have to make sure we're using it in a proper manner. And so, yes, we weren't able to bring back our technology teacher that helped out last year due to budget restraints. We still have Mr. McFeeters, who does an awesome job with technology. I think that the use that we got last year helped out our teachers to know what they can use in the classroom. But yeah, the money has been invested in technology. Now we can't let the computers just sit there and get dusty. We have to move forward with it. And like Lisa said, everything about technology is already on our plate, where we have to keep looking at it, addressing it, and moving forward with it.
You know, and with that, I'd just like to add that, you know, technology is a tool, and it's a fantastic educational tool. It is not in the educational system something that should be anything but a tool and an adjunct to education.
So that technology integration specialist, I think that's what it was called, that position that was there to help provide some professional development for the teachers with the new technology, that ended up being just a one-year position. I think part of that had to do with the turnover in superintendents at the school and kind of their vision for the staffing in the school.
No, it was her position was kind of grant-fed. And so the money that we used was through a grant, and then the grant was gone. So I think if there was more money in the district and we could sustain it, then we would definitely sustain it. But there's, like Lisa said, there's tough times coming up. This year is not going to be exactly pleasant. We've made it through. We know this school year is good. I don't know what our budget's going to be for next year due to the state funding, and I don't know what the borough will do, and then declining numbers. And so we have to start taking hard looks at what we can sustain and where we need to go with the budget that's presented.
In terms of the superintendent turnover, we have a new superintendent this year, Tony Habra. There was a pretty thorough hiring process that the board went through with the help of the Alaska School Boards Association. What do you think the school board can do to retain a superintendent for hopefully more than a year or two?
Well, I think in any of our positions in Haines, whether it's the chief of police or the borough manager, you know, we need to have a person that's experienced and or, you know, our superintendent. If they're not experienced, then we need to train them. If we're hiring people, we need to support their training to be able to do the job they're hired to do. And they have to be a good fit in Haines. It goes both ways. And I think as a community, the school community, we're in transition. And I think it's important for people, I always say, take a deep breath to, you know, step back, take a deep breath, and let's give this a chance to work. And, you know, people need to want to be in Haines for it to work as well. You know, people move. I've been here 26 years. It's a transient community. People come and go, and they come and go for a lot of different reasons, whether it's their spouse doesn't have a job or doesn't like it, or whatever the fit, there has to be a good fit to retain staff.
Sarah?
I agree with Lisa. We, you know, this year with Tony coming on board, it's basically a year of learning and sitting back and understanding the whole process of Alaska. He's coming from out of state, and so we need to embrace him and help him learn what's really going on with Alaska. And so he'll be going to different conferences, and hopefully he'll reach out to staff and board members with questions, and I think once he gets his feet under him and understands the whole process of Alaska, it should work. But like Lisa said, it's not just school board. There's turnover all the time. It just has to be somebody that wants to be in Haines, loves to be in Haines, and wants to see the process work.
So the school board has leaned on reserves to cover recent budget deficits. What strategy should the board take to deal with future budget deficits? Sarah?
Well, I can preach this over and over again. To have students in our school, we have to have economy. We have to have jobs that families can come in with small children, not just retirees and people that love the beauty of Haines. We need to have a place where we can raise our families. And when I went to school here, we had like 425 students. And granted, I've been out of school for 30 years, but now we're dealing with, what do we have? We're 243 maybe. And, you know, we've had big hits with numbers, and some people just say it's gradual, but if you watch it, I mean, just a few years ago, we're hovering at 300, and now we're down another 50 students. And so that is key to keeping all our programs, keeping to all our teachers, and all that is to actually have students in our school system. And I think that's going to be our big thing with the budget. The more students we lose, the more programs we have to cut, because we have to make it so that the budget is sustainable. If we're in the red, that's not prudent for the school. So Lisa and I are both pretty key as the board on doing a good budget, a fair budget, and moving forward with that.
Yep, you covered it, Sarah. You know, it is a national trend. These rural places are losing students, and we have to be as creative as we can with the budget.
So the strategy last year was to draw on some of the reserves. Do you think that the school district, the school board, will be able to continue doing that this year and next year, or do you foresee some cuts to programs or staff?
we don't have a whole lot of reserves. When Rich left last year, he said, you can do the 2016-17 school year as we budgeted, everything will be fine. But when you're going 17, 18 and beyond, your reserves are not there. So that's where we're at. We have no reserves, or we won't. And it is going to have to come down to cuts in personnel or programs or whatever to make our budget balanced.
This is Rich Carlson, the interim superintendent.
Yes.
Lisa, do you want to add to that?
No, I think that's right on. I mean, there's only so much money, and you have to make the best programs you can with what you have.
So this is a question that was submitted by a listener. How comfortable are you with this year's budgetary decision to staff 4 administrators and not replace the special education teacher who resigned last year? So this was last year when one of the 3 certified SPED teachers resigned and the district chose not to replace her for budgetary reasons. Lisa?
So we have Kim, who is certified in special ed, and she's covering a lot of those positions, is my understanding. This is what my understanding is, and Sarah's shaking her head yes. You know, the administration, this is being looked at. It's, you know, there is a plan in place for this that's being formulated. It's something that is been worked on for the last couple years, and I think that's going to work itself out, and that we're going to stay where we're at for this year with Kim covering the special ed program, and that you know, it should look different next year.
This is Kim Cunningham. She's yes. The special ed director, testing coordinator, grants administrator.
You got it.
Sarah?
I agree with what Lisa said. We're just going to have to, this year we're playing it out, and next year, as we start looking at the budget in January, that's where things are going to start falling into place again, where we can go. But SPED is covered. Kim has stepped up and is covering the places that was before, and we would not hurt that program by not having it covered in the proper manner. And the admin team felt like everything is covered the way we need it covered, and so there's not really a hiccup in the system. It's moving smoothly, just like it was last year.
Let's see. So the district, we already talked about superintendents. As the district heads into a new year, what are you looking forward to as a board besides budget cuts?
Go ahead.
You know, something I've realized on the board, I've just been on it a short period of time, a little over 2 years, and I've noticed that we've had some hiccups, and that we have moved into a very cohesive place of working together. People are speaking up and stating, you know, what's on their mind and what their opinions are and what their feedback they're getting from the community. I think just continuing to work on having a great programs and a great school district.
I agree. We're just, you know, we're working together as a group to make the school the best it can possibly be. And yes, there are going to be major challenges coming down the road, but we all know that and we're well aware of them. And I think that we will put our hats on and work to the best of our abilities to make it still the best school that Haynes can have.
You know, I'd like to add one more thing, too, is that I am looking forward to working with Tony and seeing that relationship develop between he and the staff and his admin team and the board. I think we have an opportunity here to grow as a district.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to tell voters about what you bring to the school board? Sarah?
Like I said, I was born and raised here in Haynes, and I've gone through the school system. I love the school system. I love everything we have for kids, and I just want to continue working to make it a great school. And I think that I have the support of my fellow board members and the support of the teaching staff and administration in Haynes.
Thank you. Lisa?
Well, I'm not one to put up any posters or to send out any letters or phone calls. So if people want me on the board, I'll serve another 3 years.
All right. Thank you both for being here. Lisa Schwartz and Sarah Swinton are candidates for Haynes School Board. The municipal election takes place October 4th. Make sure to get out and vote. KHNS is holding a Borough Assembly Candidate Forum at the Chilkat Center later this month, September 21st at 6 p.m. I hope you can join us for that as well. Thank you, Lisa and Sarah, for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm Emily Files, and this is KHNS.